There's a mounting backlash among journalists in Tasmania against a crackdown by the Speaker of the State Parliament on how the media covers politics and its representatives in that state. The Speaker, Sue Hickey, has issued guidelines that effectively ban the media from talking to MPs without an appointment and filming without permission in Tasmania's Parliament. Journalists say that it's an affront to media freedom and to democratic principles. The Speaker says it is simply collecting in one place rules that have been in place for years. Earlier, I asked Chris Jones, the editor of Tasmania's Mercury newspaper, about that interpretation.
They are the collection of rules that have been, you know, sent around ad hoc over the years, but the problem is they haven't been enforced, and by collecting them and making them a set of guidelines, our concern is that now they will be, and they are clearly undermining democracy through undermining our readers' right to know.
So, in what way are they going to undermine democracy?
By chipping away at the way that accredited journalists can have access around inside the parliament, that absolutely undermines the right that voters have to be fully informed. That's undemocratic. I'm also really seriously concerned about the imposition that are placed here on taking photographs in the chamber. We can't take pictures now of MPs who are not on their feet. We're banned specifically from taking pictures of any unparliamentary behaviour, whatever that might be, and of any pictures of any disturbance in the galleries. You know, it's not in line with open democracy and the way that we should be allowed to cover Parliament. And the relationship here should have dictated that they would actually consult with us, with the media, ahead of these rules being imposed, which they were this week without warning, without any prior consultation. And that's not good enough.
What about conversing with politicians in the Tasmanian State Parliament? How will that be constrained under these rules?
Well, that is one of the more ridiculous things as well. These rules specifically ban accredited press gallery journalists from, quote, lingering in the corridors at Parliament, and also specifically say that to interview an elected MP, now we need to apply. We can't just go up to them in the corridors or anywhere in the Parliament building to hit them up about the news story of the day, any matters of public interest. Suddenly there's an imposition under these rules by the Speaker on that access. And that's, that also is just not good enough.
I mean, I can recall in other parliaments, federal parliament, West Australian parliament too, where there are parts of the parliament where you're not to approach MPs. If they want to talk to you, fine, but you're not to approach them. Does this go beyond that sort of thing?
Yeah, and absolutely, I back that. You need to set aside places where those MPs can, and their staff can, go about their business. But the blanket ban here on any, on anything in the parliament precinct and whatever is defined as a corridor, these are the sort of ridiculous overreach that we're really going to ignore, because that's our plan. Is, these rules haven't been enforced for forever. And so we're just going to continue to ignore them. And if the Speaker does actually want to enforce these rules, then let that be on her head.
The Speaker has said in one email to one of our journalists at the ABC that I've seen, maybe you've got the same one, that given the level of interest in this matter, I have decided to invite the editors and senior journalists of our local media outlets for a discussion on how we can work together. Is that evidence of a climb down, do you think?
Well, hopefully it is. And hopefully the strong stance then held by both journalists from the ABC and from the Mercury yesterday, but, it pays off. She has invited us to a meeting next week, and we'll sit down and work through these. And hopefully we can come to some arrangement. I think that the Speaker took bad advice. I think she was absolutely caught unawares what she was signing off on. And hopefully we'll come to a resolution that is actually in the interest of democracy and allows my guys to go about their work in that parliament building as they should, for our readers.
Chris Jones, the editor of Tasmania's Mercury newspaper.